So Natural Tango is a company that has been in Denver for 15 years almost, yeah. And we put a festival every year. This is the eighth year that we are doing the festival. Once a year we do a social dance festival that it brings teachers from out of the country and from also from the country, tango teachers, performers that come here for those three days. We host workshops, dance classes, body conditioning for dancers. We do documentaries, we do lectures. And this year we have the particular thing that we put together a show. It's the first time we are putting a show on the stage. And that is Oniria Tango.
So tell us a bit about this unique show that you're doing this year.
We are featuring a painter that is coming from Argentina. He's doing a very unique style of painting that is called filete or fileteado porteño. It's a style of painting that is very related or completely related to the tango. So some can say that it's actually the painting of tango. And so it's the first time he's here doing something like this. He will be painting what we call it a mural. What we wanted to do with Oniria Tango is present the process of the painting, meaning we don't have the painting or the mural completed as a set, as a stage set. We're actually going to have it happening as the show is unfolding. So the mural is being painted right now. It started with all the draft. It's going to go on stage and it's going to continue being painted. And what the story that we are telling the dancers during the show, the 1 hour show, is related to what he's painting in the mural. So he's painting a story in the mural that we are going to be expressing it with dance. The images are images that are related to tango, to South American culture, and we are expressing or we are translating this into movement throughout the show. Now, the painting is going to continue being developed throughout these days and nights, yeah? And then 7.5 by 2, so it's going to continue being painted. The show goes Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. He'll continue painting it on Thursday, Friday, Saturday. On Sunday, we are going to be exhibiting the mural at the Colorado Ballet. So the people who come to see the show won't see the final, you know, they'll see the process of this painting. And then they will have to come and see, by the way, the tickets to their show includes the tickets to the event on Sunday to come and see the final exhibiting, yeah? So you have the show on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then you have the festival happening with workshops all day long and the milongas or social dance at night, and he'll continue painting and finishing the mural. And then we have the final dance on the Sunday, and that's where the mural is going to be more finished for people to come and see.
Why bring a painter? Why incorporate paint into the expression of movement that tango is?
I think that worldwide we know tango first as music and dance, but we don't necessarily think of painting related directly to tango, meaning the tango painting. In Argentina is known, but I wanted to show it the other expression of tango to the world, yeah? That is this style of painting that is exclusive of tango. One thing's filete or fileteado and things tango. And those of us who are passionate about this dance. And I wanted to show that. The painter that we are bringing is very well-known, renowned painter, and he's done a lot of work in South America and a lot of work in Europe. And it's the first time he's here, and I'm very, very excited to show it to the world, to the country, yeah? I think that the fusion of art or this collaboration of art is important, or is, I think that dance, I will say unfortunately, is not the easiest to sell. It's not the easiest to bring out to the world. It's not a product that people can go and buy and take it home like you could do with a piece of music or a piece of art. I mean, you go see it and then it stays in your eyes or in your memory, yeah? Maybe you could buy a video, but it's not the same, that experience. So I always think of dance as a living art. And I wanted to get us close with music in that sense. There is also going to be live music, by the way, in the... One of the things that I think is so beautiful about the dance is that, but that's also why it's so difficult to sell. Does it make sense? It's like, for me, at least as a dancer, I always feel like we have such a hard time. But it's also the beauty of it, the ephemeral living situation of dance. And so this mix that we are doing is expressing some of that concept. Yeah. So there is the whole living process happening all at once on stage. So you don't have the final product of the painting, you won't have it. You will have the process of the painting. Even the dance, a lot of tango as a social dance is improvised. And the story of the dance has a set story, meaning it has a set line, but a lot of the dances are going to be improvised there. So every night it may be different. So the music is going to be the same, but every night is going to be different. So this concept I loved.
So once again, folks can see the live painting of this piece in addition to the dance performances associated with it on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at the Cleo Parker Robinson Dance Studio.
Dance Theater, yep, at 7:30, every show.
And then the final unveiling will be at the Colorado Ballet on Sunday.
On Sunday the 24th. I don't want to... Sunday the 24th, starting 6 p.m. until 2 a.m. Because it's a long event. Yeah, so it's going to be... In fact, it's going to be at the Black Box Theater of the Colorado Ballet. It has a seating, but there is going to be happening social dance throughout the night, all night long. People who came to the festival are going to be dancing all night long, or all evening night long. And this usually goes until 2 in the morning.
Well, for more information about this entire festival, about this particular project, where can people go?
NaturalTango.com and NaturalTangoFestival.com.